Hello and welcome back to the Youth Trends podcast from Voxburner. Today's guest is Laura Collin, former senior digital strategist at BBC Creative. Laura has recently set up the Storm Collective, and ahead of her appearance at this year's YMS London April, she joined us for a chat about her work and some of the BBC's biggest hit shows and her tips for budding entrepreneurs. Great to kick off, if you could just introduce yourself, tell us a bit about your background and your new company, The Storm Collective.
Hi, I'm Laura Collin. I'm currently at The Storm Collective. Previously, I was a senior creative strategist at BBC Creative, which is probably best described as the in-house advertising agency of the BBC. Before that, a number of digital integrated agencies, probably from the beginning of time of digital. So I feel like I've been in the industry for quite some time. So yeah, we've just co-founded the Storm Collective. We're entertainment specialists, innovators that understand how to inspire digital conversation. And within that, we also lead a really passionate group of talented freelancers who we believe are best in class. And the reason that we sort of put this structure together is because we really believe that it's not only wonderful freelancers who need the flexibility to be able to work on and when they would like, but also it's brands and companies that also want to change the way that they work with employees and people and freelancers so that they also have some flexibility with the continually evolving customer experience. So we feel that we give something to both parties there.
Awesome. Thank you. And Laura, your previous work includes some really exciting big dramas, some of my personal favourites, such as Killing Eve, Peaky Blinders. What was the key to turning these dramas into viral hit shows?
Other than you always have to start with really great content, yeah. So content is definitely king. But from a digital perspective, it's about understanding and generating audience conversation, because we prove that it's this that drives volume of views. So if you can harness what a conversation is or what it's going to be and reflect that in your campaigns, then you're going to be in a really, really good space. And the way you do that is by looking at the conversation drivers. So we identify these as things like bespoke content, influencers, distribution, good community management, so great two-way conversations, and then something that we term as strategic social listening too.
Awesome. And working for a company like the BBC, how did you balance the need to appeal to a broad audience with creating campaigns that specifically resonated with young people?
Well, not everything appeals to all audiences.
Sure.
I think that's probably key to understand. You're not going to catch everybody. And it's not necessarily an age thing, because people display different behaviors and different needs and want to watch and listen to like a wide variety of stuff. So, it's not one size fits all. Mm. But also, the BBC has a vast amount of amazing content. So there's pretty much is something for everybody. From a strategy perspective, it's about ensuring that great content is really discoverable and that youth audiences can personally connect to it. And this is also then what we use the digital channels for, because that's the playground that they play in.
Sure, great. And Laura, I know you'll be touching upon this while you're talking at YMS. This April, I believe, you're joining us for the festival.
Very excited.
Excellent. Well, look, excited to be having you for sure. And you'll be taking part in a panel on why big ideas are better than big budgets. What ways did you push to change working culture and processes whilst at the BBC to deliver better results on potential tight resources?
A big question. Okay, so two things I can think of. So there are the new sort of strategic techniques that we introduced. So there are a number of opportunities that I've already mentioned to underpin shows and campaigns with sort of insightful audience conversation. And there are spaces where you can do that within the campaign life cycle. So termed a number of opportunities within that life cycle. So the first one is like early conversation mapping, which is like super early doors, which is an opportunity to understand the online audience conversation before mm-hmm. you kick off a campaign and preferably a production. So these can include all sorts of things like talent mapping or honing the proposition. And then further down into the walls of the life cycle, when you have an idea of what that show is, you can look at it more from a campaign perspective. So by building something that a term is a conversation strategy. So we've been using that to help both editorial and marketing teams understand what will drive conversation around the themes of the show. Mm-hmm. So when you have that narrative and you understand that story, so how can you amplify those water cooler moments? So it's the kind of why, where, and who of understanding of that campaign and where that online conversation is and how you're going to create it. So that then also helps inform creatives, giving them insight as to what sort of shape their ideas could take. So that's where we've used conversation strategy. And lastly, the strategic social listening, which is actually lots of people do, but we do it in an entirely different way, which is 24 hours straight after, because we know that the audience conversation is super high at that point. And if you're going to extend that conversation or jump off anything that they're saying, you're going to have to do it really, really quickly and be super reactive. So that's the reactive component of it. And then lastly, other than the sort of strategic process and new ways of doing things, you have to get in early. Nothing creates more efficiencies than time. And that's just key.
Okay. And on those sort of, you know, talking points, those sort of highlights of campaigns that maybe you've come across over the past, you know, year or so that really stood out for you, that I guess have proven this notion of, sort of big ideas are better than big budgets. Anything sort of spring to mind that sparked your interest and, you know, had you talking?
I've got two, and one of them I'm sure they have no budget, and the second one is questionable, but I'll give them to you both. First one is really, really love Greg's, and I'm not going to talk about the sausage roll, but about what actually happened this year, which was possibly a little bit more under the radar, but they basically reversed Greg's, the shop in Newcastle. They reversed the Greg's so that it reflected in the Fenix Christmas window opposite.
I remember vividly, yeah.
Therefore getting a massive amount of conversation around something that wasn't really theirs, but they sort of hijacked it. I love that. And I think that's super smart. And it has so much coverage, re-PR, and also people posting online. It was really a sort of standout for me about how you can have a big idea without any budget and be smart. And then the other one is the Fiji Water Girl means at the Golden Globes this year, which questionable whether it was an accident or really happened, where she photobombed all of the talent with her water. And I also thought that was really, really smart. And, you know, the press goes on about whether it was, you know, an accident or not. Well, considering Fiji had a photographer there, and people are smart, I think it's probably more likely it isn't an accident, but just a really clever campaign.
Yeah, it's a total, like, polar opposites of the spectrum, like Fiji Water and Greg's, but equally just as good.
Balanced diet there.
Exactly, yeah. Great examples. Thank you for sharing. And I know, you know, from speaking with you previously, another thing that you're really passionate about is supporting women in business and encouraging female entrepreneurs. What would you say your tips are for women specifically who want to strengthen their network, build a community within the marketing industry in the current climate?
I mean, it's a really exciting space to be. You know, there's so much now. You're not alone. There's a plethora of opportunities and like-minded peoples and groups that will support you on your journey. We've had loads of support, but there's some ones to call out. There's the Albright that have a entrepreneur's course called Smashing Glass Ceiling, which is excellent. There's also Developer, an organization for elevating women in technology. And we've also started a LinkedIn group, which is growing every day, called Bold and Bright, which is full of entrepreneurial, spirited women sharing resource and networking to boost their digital knowledge. So, you know, I think there are so many places that you can go and find support and group to feel empowered. Mm. And the other thing is also mentoring, which you get from all of these people as well, both formal and informal, is another great way of sort of encouraging and empowering women.
Terrific. And following on from that, what would your advice be, you know, for marketers who are looking to set up their own agency or consultancy, you know, from your sort of first-hand experience, sitting there in their bedroom, a great idea or so on and so forth? Where's the best place for them to start, would you say?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, you've got two angles here. You've got to do your research and understand your USP and where you stand in the market and, you know, test it with your friends and people that you know in business that you respect. And I think that's a given. Everyone should make sure that they do their research. But I feel there's also like more of a personal note that you need to consider, and that's the sort of personally knowing why you're doing this, understanding and ensuring that you're doing something that you're really, really passionate about. Because other than being an expert in the field, if you are truly, truly authentic and really believe in what you're doing, you will always have a path to success. That way, like getting that mindset right and making sure that you're in it. So I think that's super important, and that's often something people really think about too much.
Absolutely. A buzzword often that we find at YMS, authenticity, sort of doing it.
let's not go into that. I'm not to drop it too
much. Absolutely. Excuse me. And Laura, just a couple of quick fire questions for you. What would you say has been the best moment of your career so far, the highlight of your career?
Well, other than setting up the Storm Collective and obviously attending your conference, it's probably last year when we were nominated for a Cannes Lions for Peaky Blinders for our social media campaign work, which was very exciting and a bit of a bucket list.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm sure that was on your list of things to tick off for sure.
Yeah, I was very pleased to tick that one off. So yeah, that was definitely a highlight.
Fantastic. Favorite app and why?
City Mapper. It does what TfL does not. That probably sounds really boring, but it does get me to places and make sure I get home on time as well. So
I was going to say most importantly on time.
It's an integral app in my life.
Fantastic. Something that very few people know about you.
I can skipper a boat. And that means I can actually be the captain on a boat.
Impressive.
Which I don't do very often anymore, but definitely something I love to do.
Wow, very impressive. Not heard that one before. What are you most looking forward to at YMS? Obviously, bar your session on our main stage, what else are you looking forward to at YMS?
I'm really excited to be totally immersed for 2 days in something I'm extremely passionate about. So I'm very much looking forward to getting inspired, hearing some of the amazing research that you guys do, and meeting some great like-minded people. So, I think it's going to be absolutely amazing, and I can't wait.
Great, great to hear. Great, looking forward to having you. And finally, for our listeners today, your key takeaway, you know, your final thought for the day, if you will.
Always put your audience at the heart of everything you do, and make sure you're using your data effectively to do that.
Fantastic. Makes perfect sense. Laura, thank you so much for dropping by today and sharing some really insightful stuff with us. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Thank you to Laura, and we look forward to hearing more from Laura and 175 others at YMS London this April. See voxburner.com for more information, and don't forget to use your discount code PODCAST10 for 10% discount on your tickets. Have a great week, and look forward to seeing you back here next Monday for some more youth trends.